Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We left off last time on a bit of a cliffhanger in 1 Samuel chapter 25, where we are tracking with an intelligent and beautiful woman, Abigail, and her foolish husband, Nabal. If you have missed any time with us, then download the free Definition Podcast from the WEZE website. You'll learn how to do this at the end of this broadcast. You may remember that David, who will be king, but at this point in the story is hiding from the current king Saul, has taken up the responsibility of protecting the land on which this man Nabal's sheep and goats fed. But when David sends words to the rich man that he and his men need provisions to eat and drink, Nabal denies them, adding some snide comments to his refusal. Well, David is incensed. He's wondering how this man, whose flocks he has protected, could be so cruel so as to deny them the supplies. And so David and 400 of his armed men set off to confront Nabal. That is where we left off. Now I am reading in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 14 through 16. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he scorned them. Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not insulted, nor did we miss anything as long as we went about with them while we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by night and by day, all the time we were with them tending the sheep." What happened was that one of the young men reported to Abigail how Nabal had responded to David's request. This young man reiterates that David has provided them a great service by protecting them, forming like a wall around them as they shepherded Nabal's thousands of sheep and goats. In other words, Nabal owes David, but it was being his nasty, stingy self. The text says he scorned them. This is what the young man warns Abigail about, and the clincher is in what he says in the next verse. Listen to 1 Samuel 25, verse 17. "Now, therefore, know and consider what you should do, for evil is plotted against our master and against all his household, and he is such a worthless man, and no one can speak to him." This is how the men in Nabal's employment considered him worthless. No one can speak to him, but perhaps you, Abigail, as his wife, can. Nabal, as I have said, is an abusive husband and employer, and this is how people on the receiving end of abuse feel about their abusers: worthless, such that no one can speak to them. If you are in an abusive relationship, then you know this is true. It is very difficult to reason with a cruel man. Everything is always everyone else's fault. Somebody must be blamed. In this case, the young man reporting to Abigail is worried that Nabal's scorning of David will result in destruction for everyone associated with Nabal's business, and so he appeals to his wife. And this is key. The employees in Nabal's business have set up Abigail, the abuser's wife, to deal with him. In abusive homes, the wife is under constant pressure to do something about the abusive husband. In abusive homes, the wife is under constant pressure to do something about the abusive husband. What a heavy burden this is for you to carry. And we will talk more about this beginning on Monday. But if I am talking to a woman in such a relationship, I want you to know I'm praying for you. And next week, I will offer you some counsel from the Bible. So I hope you all will join me again on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.